Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Daryl Ryder is downtown today to cover this press conference between the Haslam Sports Group and the city of Cleveland. We've kind of let you guys know about some of the tweets coming out. One of the most recent ones here from Daryl saying, agreement with the city of Cleveland includes Haslam Sports Group and Browns covering the cost of existing stadium demolition and more per multiple sources familiar with the discussion. So we could have some audio trickling in of that. Big news there as the path to Brook Park, it looks completely paved now, and we're just waiting on the Browns to kind of get ready for it and the city of Cleveland to get out of the damn way. But speaking of getting out of the way, Dylan Gabriel didn't yesterday, and it's interesting. Like, I don't think yesterday was necessarily his fault, but, you know, we were wondering, okay, was the first start. How much worse could you look than that? The answer is a lot.
I mean, there was a lot of passes that probably should have been interceptions. Yeah. That was the thing that kind of stood out for me, but I can't grade him off of what should have been interceptions. I got to grade him off what actually were interceptions, which he didn't do. But I just had such a hard time trying to grade him yesterday. Like, it seemed almost impossible. The drops were plenty. I'll put the Jerry Jeudy wide open in the left end zone where he just completely missed him. Obviously, that's on you. Who else could that be on? But I didn't think he looked that bad, all things considered. I didn't think he looked good, but I didn't think he looked that bad.
There were a couple of, oh my God, that guy's wide open on the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, when we get into why does the offense suck, I don't know how you can grade any quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, Shador, honestly, Joe Flacco, I don't know how you can grade them behind this offensive line because it's, up the middle, they're doing okay. I would say on any given day, they can have a decent day up the middle. Off the edges, even when Jack Conklin was there yesterday, he wasn't very good himself, and he's probably been the best tackle you've seen all year.
Yeah, like I think I'm comfortable at times, Nick, giving people, like if you don't have any wide receivers, good quarterbacks still make plays when they don't have any wide receivers. Baker Mayfield's a great example. Yesterday, Emeka Igbuka, as Gronk would call him, Emeka Igbuka gets injured in the second quarter. He doesn't have Evans. He doesn't have Godwin. And he is throwing to Tez and Cameron Johnson. Cameron was a Division II player, undrafted. Like everything,
he's a creative player.
Yeah, and it was his very first reception in the NFL, and he turned into a touchdown, and then he turned into this, and he turned into that, and all of a sudden, like it didn't matter who was on the field, Baker Mayfield was able to cook, right? And that's kind of the point. But I can't do that with wide receivers and an offensive line. I feel like that's where you lose me in the conversation of being able to accurately judge a quarterback.
So if you don't have good pass catchers, or if they're not catching the ball consistently, and you don't have an offensive line, and the head coach doesn't run the ball enough to protect you, that yesterday is what happens. What I will say is that in and of itself, if that continues, because there are way too many people. I know Daryl kind of did it with us. He kind of did it with the morning show about Dylan Gabriel after two games.
Well, he's getting ready to take some victory lap that I just don't know that he needs to be taken right now.
Yeah, I mean, I just... The kid's going to play for several more weeks, and he should. He's played two games, but like this is always like what you saw yesterday was always our fear with Dylan. He's too small. There are some accuracy issues down the field, and he needs a lot of help around him. Like the whole Brock Purdy comparison. Brock Purdy, when he walked into the job in San Francisco, that was still a good offensive line. It's not anymore. That was still a good offensive line. He had two star wide receivers. He had Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell, and he had Kyle Shanahan. He had everything you would need for a young quarterback to step
Debo,
in and
deliver. He had
Ayuk.
He had all these guys. Yeah.
And Dylan doesn't have one of those things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, like, yes, the circumstance stinks. But also, maybe that's your answer on Dylan Gabriel if this is the output you get from him in this circumstance.
Well, he's definitely not He's definitely not one of those quarterbacks that can just rise above anything. That's obvious, and that's very
literally.
Yeah, and if that's your takeaway, then that's fair and that's fine. But through two games, I just have a hard time being like Dylan Gabriel stinks at football, and we need to just completely wipe our hands clean of him. When I like that's not a fair shot to me. Like if Dylan, let's put it this way. If they bench Dylan tomorrow and then Dylan never played another game in his life, like 20 years from now when he's looking back on, did I get a fair shake? He could rightly say, didn't get a fair shake.
Yeah, I think the problem is we're saying that in week 6. And so I don't know where the fair shake is going to come for any quarterback this year. Because there's no like, you know, hey, you want to trade for another tackle?
Yeah, they're not going to add any wide receivers. I don't know what to do with the tackle situation.
If anything, they're going to subtract.
I mean, because if Cam Robinson is actually injured, are we going to do another Cam Robinson thing where they just try to get basically a body is what it is?
They cut Thayer Munford.
I saw that.
He's not coming up to save the day.
I did see that.
I put big stock into Munford,
good old,
too.
Good old Munford and Sons.
That was penny stock, but I put a lot of stock into that.
Well, you always know when to sell high.
A whole dollar. One whole dollar. It was 100 stocks. That's what it was. But no, I mean, that's the funny thing is they're only going to subtract from here. And I think the thing that is going to really frustrate fans is, like, Joe Flacco wasn't great yesterday, but he was playable. And I think if Jerome Ford gets traded, I think he's going to be a better version of himself outside of this. I think if David Njoku is healthy enough to get traded, I think you're going to see him be a better version of himself somewhere else. Because so if we're saying that about other pieces, we should probably be thinking about the quarterback spot, too.
Yeah, I just think way too much of the quarterback position is a lot of your product of your environment around you. I think the special quarterbacks are the ones that, like, Joe Burrow's never had an offensive line in Cincinnati. Doesn't matter because he's Joe Burrow. I think there's special quarterbacks that are that way. And so, yes, we can remove, which we could have before the game, by the way, we can remove Dylan Gabriel from the special category. But we have to try to figure out whether or not you can lump him in with the, I don't know, 80% of NFL quarterbacks that exist already, which is who are you with the product of your environment. And right now, he's just not giving a fair shake.
Someone on the chat on YouTube suggested that Dylan should get those platform shoes that TikTok sells that make you 4 inches taller.
The old Nick Sabans,
and I was
as
like,
I call them.
I was like, that's just not okay.
You know, Saban had like 4-inch lifts when he was on the sidelines.
Would those be banned?
Not by no.
Would they be banned?
Coaching lifts?
What I'm saying, if you made them into
you can't really run in those.
But okay, but not, you can't run without them.
Like Sandra Bullock running in high heels. Okay. Like I don't know. I don't
you
know that
you can run
works.
Or you can see over the offensive line. I'll take seeing over the offensive line.
Hey, Coach Riz maintains it's got nothing to do with seeing over the offensive line. For his height is not getting in the way of Dylan Gabriel. It's everything else that's getting in the way of Dylan Gabriel.
Like talent.
Talent's okay. one of the things.
That's a real problem.
But his height isn't the issue at the moment. I argued against it, but who am I to argue right now?
Has it become too hard to judge quarterbacks with this team? 216-474-0092. Let's go ahead and go with Butch in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Butch.
Hey, I thought you gave up on me. Hi.
Never.
Not you, Butch.
Well, great show. Listen, let me say this. The Browns have to put, and it's obvious, at least some entertainment on here. Here's the comment, then I'm going to listen to your question. First, and you tell me afterwards when I hang up, how is Dylan Gabriel? Obviously, football is a violent sport. I realized yesterday just how violent it is. The boy got hurt. And so what's going to happen, one of the problems I saw was when that defensive player ran him down, he didn't look like he had the speed or the maneuverability, and he's going to get hurt. And what he went through physically yesterday, I'd be hard-pressed. I would think he'd be up in the hospital today recuperating. But if he doesn't come out, he's going to get hurt. Then you're going to see Shadur. What I'm saying is I think Sanders, with the condition of his offensive line, you're going to need a very fast, mobile quarterback, and then we're going to have a—
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Chance. You see?
All right, Butch. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Now, I think he had a comment, and then we had to answer a question. I don't know what
we had to
were.
Follow up with questions. Yeah. I think is what he was saying.
I don't think Shador is what you're looking for if you're looking for Lamar Jackson. I think there might be an inference there. I think the idea is Dylan Gabriel's more mobile than Shador, and Shador's the bigger, more accurate quarterback.
Yeah, the thing you'd want with Shador is you just want somebody with extremely high accuracy is the point. But the problem that we'd have right now is that with no offensive line, you're asking a quarterback that, and you guys know I love Shador, but Shador is not the fastest to get rid of the ball. And you're asking a quarterback with no offensive line to be quicker than he's ever been in getting rid of the football. And that it almost makes you wonder if Stefanski knew how bad the offensive line was, and in many ways was like, all right, maybe Dylan gets the first crack and we'll see how he looks to even then give Shador a crack.
Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, Jim.
I don't know. Why don't we just get some big fat dude and put him back there? Some huge tall guy so that if the defensive guys hit him, they bounce off.
I am available.
What? No, Nick, you're not big enough, buddy. I'm sorry. I love you, but
I am 6'4" and I weigh shade over 300 pounds. It's an awning, but it's a shade.
Why do people don't understand anything about the sizes on this show at all?
Easy.
Listen, I know that you and Ken are gigantic, but you're gigantic for a normal human being.
So you
you're
need Andre the Giant?
Listen, I was thinking more like Sasquatch.
I have been called Sasquatch by my wife's family multiple times.
Well, that's not
I'm
very
big
nice.
And hairy. They got to
put. Listen, guys, just some food for thought here, real quick, with the draft. Like, I hear Daryl and everybody wants to, you know, well, maybe Andrew Berry got himself some more time because the draft is so good. Look, I want to put it in perspective. I can't believe he's making me bag on this trick because I like these guys. We spent three of the first 36 picks we spent on non-premium NFL positions. We took a running back, a defensive tackle, and a middle linebacker. Okay, great. You know what? Next time Andrew Berry drafts a wide receiver, a left tackle, or a quarterback that's successful in this league, we'll be the first. And that's what we need going forward. So I don't know that makes any sense. Okay, great. You did great picking guys that are like non-premium positions in the NFL, not to take anything away from the guys, but that's what these guys are. I mean, they're good. This is a good draft class. It's not like it's the most ridiculous, successful draft class in the history of the NFL. We're like out in the desert and we're just starving for water and we're just drinking sand because it's like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I can't do it anymore.
No one drafts off-ball linebackers like Andrew Berry. Jim, we appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.